Jesse, Jalous, and Claire Burns are looking for love.
Jesse, Claire, you're beautiful, you're funny. How could you be single? And we said,
things are going well. It's going to be good. We're good?
No such thing as love.
Hello and welcome to No Such Thing as Love. I'm Claire Burns.
And I'm Jesse Jalous, and you're listening.
Well, I'm back with a sunburn.
You are, girl.
Thank you. My legs are now starting to itch. You know that, that's phase?
Fun. It's gotten to that phase. Yes. Yeah.
And then my favorite thing is that I was loving on Charlie.
Yeah.
For those who don't know my cat. Sitting, like, I had my, like, boxer brief short underwear things on, and he was like dozing off and just in such a happy place, and Lucy made a noise that shocked him, so he lapped up and took off and scraped my sunburned legs. And I'm not kidding when I tell you I cried and I screamed and I have never hurt so bad. It's the worst. It's the worst.
That's not good.
No, it was not good. I mean,
the worst is when it's so hot, too.
It's so hot.
Hi.
But anywho, well, to give you an update on my little...
You got through it.
I got through it. I'm home. And that's wonderful.
Yes, it is.
You know, I was... just thinking things were funny and light. I found myself doing a lot of puzzle work.
Well, life's a puzzle.
It really is.
You know?
It
and
really
so
is.
If life is feeling more like a puzzle, go solve a real one, you know?
Thank you. Thank you. There was a moment where one of my steps, significant others, he was like, why are you all so into puzzles? And I turned, I looked at him and I said, it's the only thing I have control over right now. Okay, let me have it. And he started laughing. I was like, thank you. I need this for a moment. This. And it is just a lovely thing with a group of people. So you don't have to sit around and talk. So did a couple puzzles. The isolation started to get to me on Thursday. I think there was one other statement that got me. I think I talked about it last week when she was going to make fun of my middle name. Yeah. And then there was later in the week, I was saying how I was thrilled. I was all excited and I don't know, thrilled might be an exaggeration, but I was just like, can you believe I've been in New York for 10 years? Like this year marks my 10-year anniversary. And that means I'm an official New Yorker, which, you know, is quite...
10 years is a long time.
It's a long time. And it's also to like gain the respect.
Totally.
It's like this is not an easy place to live.
No.
Especially the last year.
Yeah.
Right. And so someone else was like, oh, wow, I can't believe it's been 10 years, whatever. And then Julie piped in to say, well, it takes longer to be a Cookvillian, which is where we're from. And I was like, OK.
And also, I don't know that is ever been stated. Like
no
New
one.
York, they say, you know, if you can make it there, you can make it anywhere.
They and haven't said
I've
that about Cookville.
Heard that in Cookville, like. You have to learn the subways, the boroughs, get around, like
the murder
sure
rate.
You just
it's just a lot.
Yeah, it's a lot different.
Yeah.
But good for her for, you know.
Just like piping in.
Oh, piping in. Yeah. And like, I think it's incredible because in a way it's like you could present a fact and think there's no way somebody could like dog on this fact or take this fact away from me. And some people
you would
are
be
talented
shocked.
Enough to say, I will take that fact, I will flip it upside down, and I'm going to make it mine now.
And it's amazing. It really is
it's
a
amazing,
talent.
And it is
it's
funny when you can start seeing it. So, like, that's
absolutely.
The good news.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. It's just like, okay, this is so silly. But then it's like, all right, let's all move on. Like,
exactly.
Okay. We can't, because then she was saying that it, like, as long as she's lived there, makes you an official Cookvillian. I was like, oh, okay. Of course. That makes sense. Of course.
Oh, my God.
So you have to be there since 1969 or whatever the fuck it was. Anywho, so all was well until like the last night. It started to get to me. Yeah. I went head first into that puzzle, baby. And then the next day, Dad and I did have a good conversation.
Good, good.
Let me clarify. It was a venting, if you will. I had the opportunity to share my concerns, my thoughts. He was, you know, he was receptive.
Well, off guard, he didn't know it was coming. So I think always that person, like, it's rare we receive information
and process with.
So that's a conversation that's going to take time.
It's going to be ongoing. Yeah. He started it because he was talking about power of attorney and wills and all that stuff, which we've, you know, he loves to do is just talk about his imminent death, you know, which is a great thing for me.
Well,
I like continually thinking about when he dies.
It's good to talk about the elephant in the room, you know?
Might as well. I mean,
well, yeah.
It's just one of those horrible necessities. Because it is good to know these things and to discuss them, but it's a shitty
topic. At the end
topic.
Of a vacation, I can't think of a better thing
Thank
to talk
you.
About. Yeah. Well, you did it.
I did
and it. And that's what counts. And you did it, and you survived it, and you were probably more yourself on this trip than you ever have been.
Yeah, I think so. I think so. There were definite moments where I felt that I was putting on, you know, where I, which of course that's going to happen. And that's part of me as well, in all honesty.
Absolutely.
But yeah, it was overall successful. It was just a difficult, Dad was receptive and we talked a little bit in the, on the drive back, but of course it was limited because we were going to the airport and whatever. Yes. So it kind of ended just kind of like, all right, love you. So then it's just kind of hanging out there, but.
That's good. He needs time to process. You'll pick it back up.
Yeah. And I don't know what the resolution, you know, I don't know if it's even possible for, I don't know. Yeah. So anyhow. So that was lovely. And then I slept all day yesterday because
that's
just what I needed to do after my vacation.
Well, but when you travel and vacation, I find can be stressful. And so actually you need a vacation from the vacation.
You absolutely do.
I mean,
thank you for knowing.
It's true. It's a lot sometimes vacation.
It really
is. Family can be a lot.
And it was,
but you did it. It's a lot like I feel like sometimes when someone points something like that out, it's like the emperor has no clothes. I was saying that was like my parent, like, so then when you're like, that's interesting. I wonder if the person does wear clothes and then you're just like, no, they're clearly naked.
Right.
And so then it can be funny because you're like, I can't hear you. Your tits are out. Like,
right.
I literally can't, you know what I mean?
And they have no ground to stand on.
It's difficult to take. Yeah. So you just continue.
Just go with it. So
go with it.
I was worn out, but
did
got.
Did you date anyone when you were down there? I'm kidding.
How funny. I was like, excuse me. I will murder you. I did share my bed, though.
Hello.
Oh, it was with one of my step-in-law niece.
Well,
something. I don't know who she is to me, but she is a young, pregnant woman who was going to sleep on an air mattress. And I said, I can't have that. So you will share my bed. It was a king bed. It's fine. It's no big deal. But I did realize that I slept the same way every night, trying to like avoid annoyance, which fucked with my neck. But that is just that's the joy of, you know. Not being young anymore.
My neck hurts all the time, no matter how I sleep.
I know, right?
So I don't.
So really, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
Indeed.
That's a beautiful thing to realize. I'm like, my neck always hurts. Next.
Nice. It's such a fun, positive thing.
But you do have something to share.
Well, I do. That makes it sound like it's a exciting thing. It's just that I was actually chatting. Okay, wait. I think I talked about him a couple weeks ago when it was like 3 months after he initially liked me.
Oh, yeah.
Remember? And then yeah. I was like, hi, ha, ha, ha. How long is too long yeah. to say yeah. hi? And then he was like, oh, if I can get you to respond in 12 hours, whatever.
And then you hadn't responded.
And
yes,
then it
exactly.
was like, ah. So then we thought he had fully written me off, but he had not.
Yeah.
So we had a little bit of dialogue. He was very short in his responses.
Okay.
Just like not a lot to give. So after like a few back and forths where he wasn't giving a ton, I said, okay, yeah. well, I don't want to. I'm exhausted already. So I was like, okay, should we get drinks and see if there's any chemistry here? Because
yes.
we had talked about like finding chemistry and connection.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And so he was like, okay. Boss lady, like it, yeah, let's do that. And uh-huh. so I was like, okay, I don't love the idea of being called boss immediately.
Yeah, madam secretary, I will accept. Right. Yeah, I hear you. Yeah, I mean, honestly, I don't like any nickname early. Don't do it, because you haven't even seen me yet. When I come in. You thought I was bossy before.
You just wait, sir. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, it just is you like, wait. What?
Yeah, and that's the thing. I mean, maybe it's because there's kind of a negative connotation to it, or maybe I'm associating it, but it's like boss lady, like, you know, like it's not flirty necessarily. It's like, all right, yeah. you're being aggressive, essentially. And I hate that that's the association in my mind. But I think we've been told that, right? Like a tough.
I think it depends, right? It depends what mood you're in. It depends what you had just said. Because yeah. sometimes I'm like, sure, if whatever I say goes, great. Like I'll call the shots.
Right.
I don't give a fuck. But if you're saying it in a mean way that's like, don't do what I'm doing, then I'm like, well, wait a sec.
Well, I initially was kind of like, annoyed.
Yeah.
Like, that's what you're going to say. Like, I'm the one that's moving the ball forward, and you're going to.
I know.
Say, like, okay, boss lady. Like, okay,
it's
we'll
like,
move
just
forward.
Just take the alley oop. I'm
just
giving you the layup.
It.
Honey, it's a layup.
It's
just
a layup.
Now take over. I'm saying, let's get a drink. Set
it's
her
exhausting.
Up.
Exhausting. So then Ugh. There was like another brief exchange of like, yeah, when can we do this or whatever?
Yeah.
And then it was like moving over to, I said, you know what? Just text me. Here's my number.
Yes.
Like, get me out of that app. And he was like, his first text to me was like, hey, boss lady making me text you now or something. Like, he kept calling me boss or boss lady.
Yeah.
And I was like, we get it.
Okay. Also, you don't need to add the lady. You can just call me boss.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Absolutely.
So then there was I tried to be a little flirtatious, because then I felt uncomfortable continually having to be the aggressive one. And not
yeah.
even aggressive, just like moving the ball forward.
Am I allowed to schedule? Yeah.
Can I? And then I was, I can't even. It was like a back and forth of like, okay, then why don't we, I said,
right.
I would love it for you to, I said, I just want to move us forward. Like,
totally.
I just want to get things going. I said, but I don't always have to be the boss. Ha ha ha.
Hello.
Winky, winky.
Yeah.
And then he was like, okay, great. Yeah. Let's meet up this day, this time. And I said, love the initiative. I am unavailable at that time.
Yeah, like you have to ask. I'll give you different times. This guy, how
right.
weird.
So I was like, unavail. The earliest I could do is this, like
yeah.
whatever. And then he laughed. He was like, okay, that let's do this time
okay.
back and forth. And then that was it. So then I said,
oh.
okay, what about let's meet at this location? And then
yeah.
he calls
yeah.
me. Literally calls me. The first time it rang
an
through.
Attack, an attack.
An attack.
An attack.
The first time it rang, I said, I shall not answer.
I
shall not answer.
Not,
because
I
while I had been texting with him, I have not put him in my phone. So it is but a number.
Yeah.
Then I ignore.
You have to for safety.
It rings again.
He's not.
And I say, is this him? So then I double check the number. And I'm like, fuck. I mean, we had just been texting. So it's like, fuck, I have to answer. So I answered. He was like, hey, yeah, how are you? And I was like, oh, I'm just taken aback by a phone call. Yeah. He was like, well, you know, I'm old school. So I like to be on the phone, which noted he's like 6 years younger than me. But whatever.
Oh, but that's cute. I don't have a problem with that.
I do.
I mean, I would have loved a heads up, but no. Sure.
That is truly one of my greatest fears. Like, I'm so bad at communicating. My greatest fears is that I'll be texting and then it's like a phone call. Like, I'm not prepared for that.
I like it when it comes to scheduling. I used to do that.
If it's a friend.
I did it with Mr. Bagel and I would do it because sometimes you're like, well, what time? And then it's like, let's just solve everything in 4 minutes because I'm annoyed with you.
Okay. I'll
we had other
that.
Issues. But
if it is, yes, there were other issues, but I will give you that for scheduling.
Yeah. So, I mean, this is the thing, right? I also give a lot of excuses, but I'm just saying he could have just been old fashioned. He was like, I'm having trouble understanding when she's free. Let me just figure this out.
Oh,
I know
we
she's
had
available.
Already
she's texting me.
We had already confirmed day and time. And then I made the suggestion of a location.
Right.
And then that's when he called.
Okay.
And he said, I know that this doesn't have anything to do with me, but I cannot believe, like, men can't be men anymore. Mm-hmm. Women have to take the lead and tell, like, I know it's because men have not done, like, they've been with boys before who don't know how to do this. So then they have to step up. But like, I can't be a man anymore.
Honey, like, you had a lot of ample time to be a man. You haven't made a plan yet.
And then he was like, I was just about to text you a location.
So close.
Then
I
when
bet.
You texted me. So I couldn't even tell. You didn't even give me a chance to tell you an option.
This is, yeah, this would and be very, honestly, very weird.
It was so off-putting. I just, he essentially ranted. He was like, listen, I'll put out. Don't worry. He was like, if you want to be the daddy, I don't know what, like, he just started throwing these words around. I was like, I don't know what's happening and I don't know how I'm going to react to this. Like,
yeah.
So he then like finally kind of calms his rant. And I said, do you want to even still meet up?
Yeah.
Like I didn't, but I was also, I was anxious to say, like, let's cancel this. Like I, on the phone, I was anxious. And so he was like, yeah, let's get together. I was like, okay. And then he was like, so you said you're going out of town. Were you going out of town? It's like, what? So
now,
then he
now
like,
we're chit-chatting. Yeah.
Now we're chit-chatting. But then I was like barely giving any response. Yeah. And then he was trying to make jokes and they were not landing. They wouldn't have been funny even if I was in a good mood.
No.
And I was like, I don't. And it was like, okay. See you tomorrow at 6 or whatever it was.
Yeah.
And then immediately I was like, well, I'm going to cancel. But like, how long do I wait? What do I need to do? I was too nervous, which is ridiculous to say. Like, I hate admitting that, but it's very true. Because first I was just like taken aback the fact that he called. And he like called to yell in my direction about how he can't be a man anymore. Even though, can I explain to you?
Yeah.
There was ample time for him to show up and be a man, quote unquote, which also I hate.
Oh,
that phrasing.
I mean, the whole phrasing of it, which is like, hey, I have an idea. Whoever can fucking make a plan, make it.
Make a plan.
Also, if that's what you define
as
being
a man,
we have different definitions and that's fine.
So fucking lootly. Yeah, it was insane. So then I texted, it was a couple hours later.
You texted a couple hours
I texted
later.
Him. Let me pull it up.
Yeah, what'd
get
you
the
say?
The exact phrasing. So a couple hours later, I said, hey, I feel we're not really clicking. So I think we should just go ahead and cancel tonight. This was all on the same day. I forgot. It was like a Saturday or something. Take care. And it was nice to meet you. And then he responded, much love and respect.
Oh, well, at least he loves you and respects
you. Isn't that sweet? I'm surprised he didn't say boss lady.
Boss daddy.
But yeah, it was like it went on this crazy spiral.
Yeah, that's somebody who's struggling with a lot of issues, right, and is projecting it, because that's just right. Like, I mean,
but even
that, yeah, that's
even 6'10", who I saw before the trap.
Oh, right.
He was telling me in the bar, he was like, God, women are so much more forward these days. I guess it's because everyone's, you know, guys just haven't been stepping up. I was like, yeah, they don't. And also,
honey, we just lost a year of our life.
If we
waited for men to do anything, we would just be waiting. So if it emasculates you that I'm like, let's get dinner, let's get drinks, you can blow me.
Right.
Then sorry. Like, there will be somebody who will. So yes. I don't know what it is exactly that if any guy is complaining, I would just be like, bye.
It's fucking insane. And it's also like, I understand if there's someone that wants to make plans and like you just happen to get it before. I feel like you've been on a date or two with someone that's been like, actually, I love to do the plans. Let me figure it out or whatever. It's like, that's one way to say it.
Oh, yeah, you can say.
It's another
thing. Or people say, like, I'll do some research, I'll pick a place and let you know. Because if you don't say that, I'm just like, so we're meeting in the abyss? Where are we? I can't put it in my calendar.
What am I saying? To be determined? No, I can't have
now
that.
Now I have to text tomorrow going, hey, what's the plan?
No, I hate
can't,
that.
Sir. I don't have the time. I don't have the energy.
I simply can't.
Okay, and I didn't hear you ask me what's convenient for me.
Exactly.
Sure, that's what I like to hear.
Well, and when I say, when I'm like, where do you live? Vice versa. And then I'm feel like coming to the Upper West Side.
Right.
And they're like, sure. Then I do. I know it's not always whatever. But I'm like, if I ask you to come to my neighborhood, I'll suggest a place. Yeah. Like, unless you say you want to find a place, right? Because I'm like, you don't know the neighborhood. I do. It's like, I'll be happy to do that, right?
Yeah.
But still, boy, oh boy, it was a lot. It was a lot.
Well,
so,
you did it. And that's boundaries, honey.
Thank you so much.
Boundaries.
Boundaries. Thank you. Yeah, so there were a few people I said I'd let you know when I'm back in town. And I haven't quite done that yet because we're going to go back out of town this week. So We'll see. But anyhow, you must have had some excitement while I was gone.
You know, I have and I haven't. This is what happened to me. I'll explain it to you.
Please do.
So, Mr. Rain. This is what I realized about Mr. Rain.
Okay.
Not in a bad way. Well, no. Mm. But so I saw him.
Oh.
I've seen him 2 times since.
Okay. Okay. That's a lot in a short amount of time.
This is what happened.
Okay.
And I'm going to explain. It's really, there's not that much to explain, but here's the thing. I realized that, I forget what even, like, the
connection.
Second date we, like, went out to drinks, and then, like, I think, I don't know. The third date, this is the problem. I'm getting a little bit, this is the problem is, the problem is I realize that I, like, am starved for a connection.
Yeah.
Like, I really, I think that what I find really great about him right now is, like, I think I'm ready for a connection.
Yeah.
I think that I haven't put myself back out there for a connection. He was a Tinder guy that I just wasn't expecting.
Very random. Yeah.
Kind of random. And like, I thought he was funny. So it was like, well, maybe, I don't know. So I think that I realized, like, I kind of like project things and I get all in pretty quick.
Yeah.
And that's the opposite of what I want to be doing. So what I'm going to do now, which is great that we're going out of town, like really, really, really good, because like I need a little bit of space and a break. And like I have been back on Hinge.
Love it. Okay.
I love it. I have 2 dates, I think, this week before we go.
Okay.
And one of them I'm seeing really great potential with, only because We've been texting, and it's been like, he already knows me way better than Mr. Rain. Do you know what I'm saying?
Wow. Yeah. Yeah. Because he's asking questions or he's...
I think, yeah, right. We're playing a game. I have a game that I play. It's not even a game. The game is you're not allowed to ask a question and answer the same question you ask. Because I believe sometimes people ask questions they want to answer and it pisses me off.
Yeah. Okay.
So I take that away so that you actually have to be curious about the person's answer and you can't be thinking about your own answer.
Look at that, people. I love that.
I do too. It really, because it started to piss me off. I say, don't type how about you. I don't want to see how about you.
Okay.
I don't want to see it.
I don't want to see it.
That's the rule. No how about you.
What
I
about
said, ask you a question.
What if the question is, where do you live?
Oh, well.
That's more logistics.
Yeah, that's fine. I mean, it was more. Okay, so when I started talking to him, I guess it was last week, he actually was going out of town.
Okay.
So he's been on a trip, and I think on the app we started playing that game. It just came about from I was asking questions, then he'd go, how about you? And I said, enough.
I love it. Enough, you shut it down.
How about you, sir? If you're curious about something, you can ask a question. Stop piggybacking on mine. Okay?
Wow.
New game. So
I
then we started playing this game. Like, he was really and then we kept doing it texting. I was like, you're traveling. Don't worry about texting. But then we kept texting. Like, there's no pressure to it, which is great.
Yeah.
Like, sometimes it takes me 6 hours to respond. Sometimes 10 minutes. Like, you know, it just depends what's happening.
Yeah.
But I really am already like, wow, star for connection, where I'm like, I've talked to him more. He knows more about me than Mr. Rain.
Yeah.
And I don't know if it's me. I don't know if it's like I know Mr. I don't know. I just like, I want to feel like someone wants to get to know me.
Yeah. I hear that for sure.
And I'm not really sure if that's Mr. Rain yet. And I think that I need to be dating other people. I don't know how I got focused.
It was like a weird shift. You were like, all right, I'm ready to go back to finding connections more than just field. And then he happened to be there and it was an easy enough connection, right?
So easy.
Yeah. And he's in the neighborhood. Like, that's
oh my god,
like,
girl.
Okay.
He's like 3 blocks away from me. It's detrimental, to be honest. I'm like, this is a problem. But you know, it is really, I think, easy. But I think I just realized I'm starved for connection. This is the first time I'm having a connection, so I'm trying to find more. So I've already been talking to guys like this other guy I'm really excited about. I'm supposedly supposed to meet him tomorrow.
Oh.
And
that's exciting.
We'll see how that goes. But I think I'm just excited because I do feel ready to like connect with someone. But I also am like, the whole point of this is to like really be taking time to get to know somebody.
Yeah.
And not this is my problem is I'm going to have to figure out, because I don't know if this is true for just me, maybe. But when you start dating someone and then you have sex for the first time, it's like, well, now we have sex. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, which is fine. But that's time out of the
time
you would. Yeah, of talking and getting to know each other.
Yeah.
Not to mention the hour before it happens that everyone's like, when's it going to happen?
Right, exactly.
So
it's a wasted hour.
It's a wasted hour. So I'm like, that's the only part I keep thinking about with like the guy I'm texting. I'm like, wow, he literally knows me better. I'm like, Mr. Rain, I feel like we've faltered because like sex has been introduced. I mean.
Well, I think that's something we touch on briefly before, like, when do you have sex if you're interested?
Honestly,
or whatever,
when
and I think it has so much less to do with like the giving the milk away for free or whatever the fuck that antiquated statement is, and it's more like you just said,
I think
you're taking away that time of getting to know you in the few times that you get to spend together, right?
It's like, so true. Like, it is so true. I kept being like, damn, like, I'm not getting to know, like,
yeah,
I don't know. And then I also feel like, myself included, it's like I'm distracted.
Right.
And I'm like, maybe I should try just like. Here, I'll just also. Okay. Cat's out of the bag. Okay. I sometimes try to be like, oh, don't, maybe whatever. Forget it.
Okay.
I also saw Mr. Rain last night. So screw it all. That was our fourth time hanging out.
Okay.
Okay. And I'm going to tell you, it's like, for me, after the second date, he just came here and then I just went, I'm like, we're not even going out anymore.
No.
Yeah.
And yeah. So this, that's a field meetup. Meaning you're not working on the connection. There's no dating. There's no courting.
I don't feel courted.
No.
Remember I was like, I deserve flowers?
Yeah.
Honey,
remember that?
I'm not going to get a weed with this man. I'm like, oh, wait a sec. Just because it feels lazy. But then I also have to blame myself. I have to. Because
well,
the third
party
date.
To it. Yeah.
The third date where I was lazy. I was like,
just come over.
I want. Well, yeah. He also, I don't know if I said he's a chess teacher. He was going to teach me chess. It was like cute. It was fun. But
that's
at the same time, I'm like, honey, you're not moving. You're not leaving. And I think that when you're in the apartment, the pressure to hook up is massive that I'm like, Jesse,
you can't
I'm
do
talking
anything
to myself,
else.
But you can't be there. You can't be there. You can't.
Yeah. If you want to like get to know someone and have that connection.
And I guess the thing is, I don't know, but I guess I'm trying to learn, right? I'm trying to even learn what a connection means to me. Like, what is it that makes me feel close to someone? Because the hard part is I do feel close to someone after I've had sex with them.
Well, but that's a different type of close.
It's a different type of close, Claire, and I told you that. I think that I'm just trying to figure out, like, how to get to that point, how to...
Well, there could also, I mean, you could also hang out at home, but I feel like it has to be communicated, right? Like, hey, tonight, let's just like gab and not hook up, or let's not have sex tonight, or like.
Yeah. And there's no doubt. Also, I do want to be clear that like there's no doubt that I'm making the calls and the shots, and I'm also judging myself with this.
Yeah.
I think I am a culprit. I am the culprit in a way.
Not the sole culprit.
I really might be a big culprit.
Right.
But
you're a large party to it. But
I think also with Mr. Rain, he'll do whatever I say. So I am possibly the culprit. But I also don't know. And I guess I would like, I don't know.
Well, you're figuring that out for you.
Yeah, I think that's the problem.
And I think it's going to be specific to the person, right?
I think
like
so,
to
too.
The guy.
I also think that. I think that...
Because I think some you will talk more, and it won't be as much of a concern about, like, when are we having sex? Okay, there'll be more, intellectual chemistry. Where you want to have that dialogue and like you just keep talking. And then it's like, oh, yeah, we've also been hanging out in this apartment. So I think it's just going to depend on who it is.
Yeah.
And I think with this, it's just been an easy enough, like I said, connection that you felt like there was a little bit more than field. But it really just kind of fell into just a local hookup.
Yeah, I mean, it's like I feel really, I don't know if that's true. Again, like.
What's true?
Like, I think I know I'm projecting or like not even. I just think I need to, again, I've got to set boundaries. I've got to figure out what makes me feel good and what doesn't make me feel good. And everything else. But also, like, I have to slow down. Like, I think a lot of times when I start seeing someone I like, I want to be, like, swept up. Yeah. I want to be, like, seeing them as I'm like, why aren't we seeing each other 8 times a week? Like, when really, like, pacing is so good for me to pace. To not only pace to be seeing other people, to pace to be just, like, resetting my life.
But. As previously said, we don't want to wait too long between seeing each other, because then you reset, right? Now, maybe you're not as much.
I think that's old me.
That's old you? Okay.
I think that's old me. I mean, just because I don't feel that as much. And I guess I'm always anxious at the beginning when I first.
Yeah.
I'm with somebody.
But I think you had more wrapped up in it before that you tense up.
I think
more.
That's true.
Yeah.
And honestly, some people would say, actually, something funny that happened last night when I went over to his apartment, which I would have never done. I don't know how it happened. But he's three blocks away. So I was like, well, Jesse, you really can't put up a stink.
Also, he had been to your place three times.
Like, just pretend to bend. So right. I go. His roommate has a dog.
Wow.
His roommate wasn't there.
Okay.
His roommate has a dog.
Okay.
Never in my life has a dog hated me so much.
What?
I was like, listen, from your point of view, this can't look good.
No.
Like, I was like, this dog, I've never.
What happened?
Like, first
was
of all.
Was it Winnie smell?
I'm like, I have no idea. Because normally with a dog, especially with a guy, I'm always like, oh, hi, buddy.
I know.
Oh, he likes me. Ah, la, la. Like, normally, whatever. I'll play the dog game. I like dogs, especially if they're nice dogs.
Yeah.
So I go in. I didn't even know there was a dog. Okay. I get in. Here's the first problem. Dog barks loud. So
scared the hell out of you.
Jump like a hyena.
Yeah.
And then there he's like, calm down, you know. And the dog does not calm down. The dog stops barking, but then, like, literally, if I look at him, the dog's like, and I'm
wait,
like,
what?
Oh. Yeah. And I was like, wow, this is making me really upset that this dog not only doesn't like me, I would say hates
you.
And looks like he's gonna lunge at me. So then at one point, he's like, oh, go. And the dog's name's Charlie. Which is
stop
sad.
It.
I know. So it's like, oh, Charlie, go into the other room. Okay. I'm like, okay, Charlie hates me. I'm trying to shake it off.
Right.
He goes to the bathroom. I go to get more water in the kitchen.
No.
The dog comes in. I'm like, oh my God. Cause not only is the dog, it's kind of scaring me just because it's like,
yeah.
And then every now and then a bark, and I'm like, when is he going to come back?
No,
now I'm not
attack.
Moving. I'm just in the kitchen like, well,
wait,
I guess.
Did he block you into the kitchen?
Yeah, I wasn't going to move. So I'm literally
wait,
like,
what kind of dog is this? Is it like a medium size?
Yeah, it was like kind of big.
Oh, big. You're putting your hand up like the back of your chair. That's a huge dog.
It was a, I have to say it was a big dog. Now, the dog, when he would be like, Charlie, no, like would get really almost like bent over and seem really docile.
Okay.
Like so scared, like he was scared of me, but scared in an attacking way.
Right.
And when he wasn't there or I would be like, it's okay. He'd be like, no.
Oh my
and
God.
I was like, you know what? Listen, I've seen The Parent Trap. I've seen a lot of movies where the bitch comes over and like the animals
the
are
animal
like.
The animal hates them.
Yeah. And and I was like, what is happening? I'm so upset.
I mean, it had to be Winnie. It had to be the smell of a cat on you,
I guess. But then I started to try to play with his toys. I was like on the ground being like, you know, a dog is scared for a few minutes, but then I'm assuming
usually
the dog's
okay. Yeah.
No, Claire.
The entire time.
Honestly, it's if I mean, who knows what's going to happen with him, but I think I can always be like, the dog doesn't like me. I feel like I shouldn't go over there.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was 100%. I was sad by that. I was sad.
That's upsetting.
By that. It was
upsetting. I would be very upset if there was an animal that didn't like me.
I took it to heart.
Yeah.
And I was like, this is a sign.
It's a sign. I should never be back here.
No, but I mean, you know, it just was like the icing on the cake that I was like, is this
something to pursue more?
Who, like, or what is this? Yeah. I mean, again, I think like I've got to just think, I think it's great. I'm going out of town. I just want to put the brakes on and just kind of reset. Cause I don't think I know what's happening and I want to reset. Did I make him watch Ellen DeGeneres here and now? Of course I did, because it's important that he stays, you know.
he watches to be like, fully informed of comedic geniuses. Yes,
he really has to watch that, because when I say Nancy or when I do the pickle claw, it's important that he knows what I'm talking about.
Absolutely.
Or even the trip is my favorite thing. The trip, someone's got to put up cones around that pebble. I just tripped. So anyhow, I made him watch that, and I was going to judge if he laughed and when he
laughed. That's tricky.
He did well.
He did passed. Well. Okay.
He did pass. So I was pleased about that. But, you know.
So you have, with him in the past, you have already planned, like, your next hangout before you leave, right? Did you do that this time? Was it like, I'll let you know when
I'm
back in town?
So when I said goodbye, I said I was leaving a little earlier than I was just because I didn't want to. So I was like, then I'll be back a little later. And I was like, you know, that gives me just a little time that I can be busy. I can be readjusting. I just can be figuring out what the heck it is. And then if I do see him again, I'm going to be like, we're going to see each other out. Like, we're not doing an apartment hang.
Yeah. Well, you can set that boundary. That's what you did with a therapist back in the day.
Back in the day. I failed on that too.
I mean, it was old Jesse, but you would try to, you've made him meet you out a number of times versus his wanting you just to come directly over.
Yeah. It felt like that, where it was like, I'm going to come over. We're in pajamas. And I'm like, listen to me. I need you to try.
We've given up already. Okay.
I mean, he wasn't, but the therapist would do that. I'm saying
the therapist, like, for sure. For sure.
He wasn't wearing pajamas, but we're at that place.
Well, yeah. I feel like we got to have some going out time. If it's someone of interest. If it's not someone of interest, then it's like, okay, whatever. You can.
But I'm even saying, if it's someone of interest, I need to be out so I can just be focusing on that and who they are and not like what's happening when or what time is whatever. It's like, I don't even know.
Yeah.
And honestly, I guess if we've hung out four times, I also don't know like where I should be feeling on what. Maybe like, I don't know.
I don't think you're that smitten with him. It doesn't sound like you are.
I think I'm getting disappointed. So it's hard to feel smitten when I'm feeling let down.
Well, don't.
But then the problem is I'm setting the boundaries. Like, I'm letting myself.
Right.
I'm not sure what's going to make me, quote, comfortable. But I think I'm learning that. So anyhow.
You're learning. You're figuring that out because you're getting back into dating after like truly. Finding the essence of Jesse, like becoming your true self. Like, this is a different dating world for you now.
Right.
So you just got to feel it out with each, and I will. With each guy.
Yeah, exactly.
Look at that. And then we'll go out of
town. So everybody got excited. Yeah, we'll go out of town and leave everything behind.
exactly.
So yeah, I think it's just, you know, figuring out different boundaries with different things. Having standards. I'm saying I have to have standards to know that something's disappointing me. It's hard to have, you know what I'm saying? Where there, it's like, he can't say I broke a rule when I didn't tell him what the rules were.
Well, we don't have to worry about rules. I think it's just,
but I'm saying like,
because I don't
you know
think
what
it
I'm
can be,
saying?
Because again, remember, you know, I don't love the rules. I think it's you have to feel it out for each person because there's going to be different connection. There's going to be a different desire for them. Either you're going to want to actually hang out and chat. You're going to want to go do activities. You're going to want to just
there are certain
like,
people that are planners.
Yeah.
That like to. Yeah. And so
like our friend
Mike,
who second date is an activity date. So he likes to plan. And I think that's fabulous. Not all guys are like that, as we know.
Yeah.
But yeah, you can't have a hard and fast rule when not everyone's the same.
No, and I think that I have got to be checking in with myself.
That's the only thing you can do.
Back up. I know.
That's so listen, I'm telling you.
Relax. Yeah.
I'm saying it to myself just as much you as like just have to continually check in with ourselves to feel like to know like is this okay or not.
Yeah, 100%. So, I mean, it's really cool. It's like, I know I'm slowly making steps in a direction.
Absolutely.
You know, it's just...
Steps.
So, learning. And I am just starved for connection. Yeah, so, I'm just like, going to get me a connection.
You get you a connection, okay?
I'm going to get me... connections.
Yeah, girl.
Thank you.
All right. Well, we do have a big week ahead. You've got two dates.
I've got two dates. We're going to Austin.
We're going to Austin for friend's big birthday. So we'll have a good weekend of friend connections.
Yes, we
will.
Which will
be lovely.
Oh, that's so lovely. And honestly, I love the idea of getting out of town. I love the idea of
a fun weekend out. Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe you've heard of fun.
I don't know if you've heard of it.
I don't think you know what fun is, but I'm going to show you it.
Listen, I'm going to show you what it is this weekend. Thank you. So, I'll be peeling by then, I'm sure. How fun will that be?
I love to peel, so I can do it. Yeah, it'll be fun. I think that's a great time.
I think it really is.
Yeah.
So hopefully we'll have some fun stories from that.
Yes.
Next week.
My fingers are crossed for that.
Yes. Nothing like a big group of drunk people in a bar. For mistakes and
Absolutely.
Stories to be told.
And stories.
Oh, well, until then.
Yes.
The question remains.
Yeah.
Do we think that love is out there? I don't think we know.
But honestly, maybe we are bossy daddies.
Bossy daddies! Woo!